A prayer for the children of the nations. Priorities and order. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to our children and peace from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As a vessel of honor, we cry to the Lord, and he hears us. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him, and born of him, we lift up our children and their entire house to the Father. Grace be with our children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will clearly hear the call that God has on their lives. For the promise is to them and to their children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. According to all his wonderful works, may the Lord help our children and their people know who they are in Christ and give them certainty that they were created for a high purpose, being called with a holy calling, not according to their works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the everlasting God show them and their family how to prioritize everything, so that whatever steals life and peace or has no eternal purpose will not occupy their time. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus comes that our children and their people may have life, and that they and their family may have it more abundantly. In Christ we pray that God will teach our children and their family to number their days, that they may gain a heart of wisdom. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not look at those things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In all things, let our children and their people seek God to set their life in order before the Lord continually in an everlasting covenant. Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Let their first priority be to seek the face of the Lord, the God who holds their breath in his hand and owns all their ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask God, him who ought to be feared, that our children and their family will see his face in righteousness and shall be satisfied when they awake in his likeness. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will put Jesus Christ first in their lives, take up their cross and follow him, and lose their lives to him, so that they may find true life. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Let our children and their house and their nation cleave to the Lord and follow him as obedient children, not conforming themselves to the former lust, as in their ignorance. In Christ we urge them to follow the Lamb wherever he goes, for he will guide our children and their people to springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Surely our children and their children will be redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb, walking with Jesus Christ in white, for they and their house and their nation are worthy, for their obedience shall lead to righteousness. Let our children and their people hunger and thirst for righteousness, for then, as it is written, they shall be filled. In Christ we pray, our children and their family will not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life. May our children and their people seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all needed things shall be added to them and their house and their nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, praise the name of the Lord. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation lay up for themselves treasures in heaven, and in heaven their heart will be also. Surely our children and their family will come to Jesus Christ and never hunger, and believe in him and never thirst. The Lord's kindness shall not depart from our children and their house and their nation, nor shall his covenant of peace be removed. Let our children and their family worship the Lord their God, and him only shall they serve. Sing praise to the Lord, saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. But you are holy, who inhabit the praises of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will fear the Lord, for the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Our children shall incline their ear and come to him. Hear, and their soul shall live, and he will make an everlasting covenant with their children and their house and their nation. This is the covenant that the Mighty One, God the Lord, makes with our children and their house and their nation. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their mind I will write them. Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Therefore, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation shall not be ignorant of this mystery, lest they should be wise in their own opinion. Come, let our children and their house and their nation join themselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten. Our children shall enter into the covenant with our Lord, the great and awesome God, and they will be His. They shall ask the way to Zion, and He will establish His everlasting covenant with our children and their house and their nation. He will establish their house and their nation and multiply them, direct their walk in truth, and He will not turn away from doing our children and their house and their nation good, but He will put His fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from Him. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will diligently seek the Lord, that they will make it a priority in their life to keep His commandments and His testament, to keep His covenant, to love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind, to love their neighbor as themselves, and to love one another as Jesus Christ has loved them, that they also love one another, loving from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. By this all will know that they are His disciples, if they have love for one another. Let each one of them examine himself, and so let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup with a pure heart, the cup which is the new covenant in His blood, a better covenant, on better promises, which is the promise of the Spirit through faith, being steadfast with Him, Jesus Christ, faithful in His covenant, having respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty, always willing for the remission of sin, repenting, confessing their sins, seeking forgiveness, for He is faithful and just to forgive our children their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Let our children and their people hold fast to the confession of their hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let our children and their family consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of the saints together, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as they see the day approaching. The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around. The Lord has sworn to Jesus Christ and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant for our children and their house and their nation. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that He may judge His people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare His righteousness, for God Himself is judge. Selah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let our children love the name of the Lord. May our children and their family always remember that they, once Gentiles in the flesh, that at that time they were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now they are children of hope, children of promise, and children of light, sons of light and sons of the day. So in Christ we pray our children and their children walk in the light as Jesus is in the light, that they walk in love as Christ also has loved them and given Himself for them, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma, and that they walk in truth, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. According to all His righteousness in Christ, we ask our Lord, the great and awesome God, to give to our children and their people the boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He consecrated for them, through the veil, that is, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let our children and their people draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Therefore, since they are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, Lord Jehovah, their everlasting strength, grant our children grace by which they may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, since their sufficiency is from God, who made them sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life, that our children and their house and their nation make it a priority to choose life, all that they do or say, having fruit to holiness, and the end everlasting life, being instruments of righteousness to God. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. For the mountains shall depart and hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. In his name may our children set their house and their nation in order and be ready for the coming of the bridegroom. Watch therefore, for they do not know what hour their Lord is coming, for he will come as a thief in the night. Let our children and their family do all things decently and in order, and in Christ they and their family shall be made alive in God's order. As our children and their people have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so shall they and their house and their nation walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as they have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving, in good order and steadfast of faith in Christ, obedient to the faith. May our children and their people set their words in order before God. Lord Jehovah, their everlasting strength, gives them wisdom, that our children and their family may teach knowledge, that they and their people may ponder and seek out and set in order many proverbs. Let our children and their house and their nation be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. According to the Spirit of Holiness, the God of peace, help our children and their people bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and let the words of their mouth and the meditations of their heart be acceptable in his sight. Surely the peace of God rules in their heart. May our children and their people lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In Christ we plead with our children and their family. Do not hide his righteousness within your heart, but declare his faithfulness and his salvation. Far be it for them to conceal his loving kindness and his truth from the great congregation. In the name of Jesus Christ, thanks to the name of the Lord, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation are willing and obedient, so they and their people shall eat the good of the land and receive the blessing of God. May our children and their family acquaint themselves with Jesus and be at peace. Thereby good will come to them and their house and their nation. Let our children and their people receive instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in their heart, so that they will be built up and they will remove iniquity far from their house. According to his word, the Holy Spirit which is in them will bring all things to their remembrance, so our children and their people do not forget his law, but their hearts shall keep his commands. For length of days and long life and peace will be added to them and their people. Let not mercy and truth forsake our children and their family. Let God bind them around their necks, write them on the tablet of their hearts, so they and their house and their nation will find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. By the grace of God, our children be complete. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with them. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and their land will yield its increase. The Lord, their friend, help our children and their family lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares them in their house and their nation, and let our children and their people run with endurance the race that is set before them, looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. May our children and their family fight the good fight, keeping faith, and finish the race with joy. In Christ we pray that our children and their people run in such a way that they may obtain the prize. Truly, their souls silently wait for God. From him comes their salvation. He only is their rock and their salvation. He is their defense. They shall not be greatly moved. In the name of Jesus Christ, glorify his name forevermore. In Christ we pray for their priorities to be in perfect order. The Lord is faithful, who will establish our children in their house and their nation, counsel them and their people, direct their path, their every step, perfect that which concerns them and their family, comfort their hearts, and establish them and their people in every good word and work. Of the increase and peace let there be no end upon their house and their nation, and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward, even forever. In Christ we pray that our children will not be ensnared by the pride of life, the work of their hand, nor fall into the trap of vanity, for they are not sufficient of themselves to think of anything as being from themselves, but their sufficiency is from God. According to the good pleasure of His will, God grant our children wisdom, that they do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind, so that they do not put too great an importance on this world's goods. In Christ we pray that they do not worry about their life, what they will eat, or what they will drink, nor about their body, what they will put on. Is not life more than food, and body more than clothing? But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to our children. My God shall supply all their need, according to His riches and glory, by Christ Jesus, according to His own purpose and grace which was given to them in Christ Jesus, before time began. God, Him who is most just, shall keep our children from the traps of iniquity, from the lust of flesh, and the lust of the eye, and give them a spirit of love, that their God, their spouse, their children, their bloodline, and their brethren shall take priority in their heart, setting them as seals on their heart in love. In Christ we pray that our children will not think more highly of themselves than they ought. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each of them esteem others better than himself. Let each of them look out not only for their own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in our children, which was also in Christ Jesus. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and their Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, may our children bring their children up in the training and admonition of the Lord with a balance of mercy, judgment, and instruction. For the Lord is knowing our children and their family, in order that they may command their children and their household after them, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice. According to His glorious power, let the Lord help our children and their people to set in order the things that are lacking. Let the heritage they pass on be rich in the fullness of His Holy Spirit, for a good man leaves an inheritance to their children's children. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare His righteousness to a people who will be born, that they have done this. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him and His love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of His glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our surety of a better covenant, and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and He hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of Your name to all generations. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. O magnify the Lord, and let us exalt His name together. Praise the Lord. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.